This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. The DARE program, as in Drug Abuse Resistance Education, has been around a long time. It was actually created back in the 1980s, and DARE says that it's now used worldwide, and about 75% of the country's school districts offer this program. So it's pretty widespread, but it's here in Juneau, and joining us to talk about how the Juneau Police Department uses it in the schools, we have Officer John Kreiderman, who is the school resource officer for the Juneau Police Department, and he's also the ALICE instructor. That's an acronym I'm going to ask him about as a little later in our interview. But John, thank you for coming on our program to talk about DARE. And I understand that you've actually been in the schools teaching this curriculum.
Yes, I have, for about 5 years now.
Wow. So it must give you a certain window into where our kids are at, probably maybe a good reference point for your other police work.
Yeah, definitely. Now that I've been in this role for, you know, enough years to see, you know, some of the fifth grade students that I had 5 years ago entering into high school and how they've, you know, progressed throughout their school year and being recognized is a big thing too. So having somebody in the role for a while certainly helps with kids feeling comfortable with going, approaching a police officer, talking to a police officer and reaching out for help if they're familiar with them. And the DARE program really lets us establish that sort of relationship and rapport with a wide variety of kids.
So this program, as I understand it, had its roots in an urban area, mainly an antidote to gangs and the drug addiction and violence that goes with that. A high crime environment, a little bit different than Alaska and many communities like Juneau. So did you have to do some adapting of this program for Alaska?
Not necessarily. You're correct in the history of DARE when it was first developed and implemented. And even once upon a time when I went through DARE, I remember it being way different, being really focused on specific drugs for many lessons. And now it's been tailored more towards life skills. We're talking things about how to deal with stress, identifying risks and consequences, peer pressure, bullying, how to communicate effectively with peers and everything like that. So it's really building a foundation for those skills so that they feel more comfortable and confident to resist situations where somebody offers them an illegal substance or to engage in some sort of illegal activity.
Right. Well, that is very interesting that it has evolved and that as I'm understanding you participated as a kid in the DARE program.
Yep. And I lived in a rural area where a lot of the stuff that they talked about, I didn't hear about until I had that class. So it was kind of a, you know, what is this all really about? Why does it pertain to me as a fifth grader here in the middle of nowhere, where we just don't see those sorts of things, or at least I didn't at that age, and it wasn't a thing in my community.
So a lot of criticism has come to the program over the years, and it seems like the program has taken the feedback and sort of redesigned itself periodically, gets more criticism, comes back, but it's kind of evolved over time. And so you mentioned too that the focus is a little bit different than it was when you were a kid, but I would just imagine with all the things that are going on in our world today with, you know, social media, cyberbullying, those kind of things, that it does kind of require periodic tweaks.
Yeah, it definitely does. And the dynamics of how kids are growing and the world that they're growing in. I mean, when we were kids, cell phones were a myth and a fantasy you see in movies, and now they're everywhere. I run into 7 and 8 year olds who have their own cell phones. So it's just kind of a culture shock, even for me. And they're being exposed to, you know, limited communication. And when you communicate with somebody, a lot of the communication you get is through the nonverbal body language, facial expressions and sort of thing. But if you're sending a text message, you're not getting that. And it can be read many different ways.
So what's your takeaway after having run this program for 5 years and having taken it as a kid? I mean, what is it that maybe we as a society need to be aware of?
I think really emphasizing to your kids how to communicate effectively, how to express thoughts and feelings about a situation. If something upsets you, let the person know. A lot of people will react to knowing how somebody feels, and it'll change their approach of how they're talking to you or what they're doing to you. So it just takes the right way to say something in a productive way versus just reacting in a demanding or aggressive way. And that's what we see a lot, what I've experienced a lot with a conflict in the schools is just a reactionary thing based on lack of communication.
And sadly, perhaps that's what they're seeing at home, so they don't get a chance to practice those skills. So basically, what are the nuts and bolts of the DARE program as you present it in our schools?
I really emphasize responsibility. That's like the key theme throughout all of the different lessons. Being responsible for yourself, being responsible for any mistakes that you make, and owning up to those things and communicating why you made a decision that you did versus trying to hide it or sugarcoat it or something like that. And not being afraid to try to hold somebody else accountable and ask them why they did something so that you can better understand it. If you don't find those answers and you just assume something, that's where the poor choices happen.
Can you give me an example from a real experience of how you saw this, or how you saw this program sort of work a change in a child?
You know, it is really case by case basis. You know, those questions are always really tough off the top of my head. But you know, if I have a situation of a conflict in a school and it's a child that I know that I've worked with before and presented this stuff to, I will just ask them, you know, tell me what we talked about in DARE, or tell me what we talked about in this lesson, and to see what they remember. And 99% of the time they do remember those things. And it's just, the knowledge is there. And sometimes the practice is what's is the difficult thing to do for some people. So trying to bridge that gap, you know, just coming up with a way and kind of emphasizing, well, you've seen what happens when you make that choice. So now we need to step back and approach it differently if it happens again.
So before we move on from DARE, because I do want to talk about this upcoming Citizens Academy that you have, are there any other things that you'd like to share with us?
With, you know, a lot of Juno PD's focus in the past for DARE has really been on elementary. So typically we try to target the fifth grade classes. Sometimes they're blended with fourth grade, and that's perfectly fine as well. And trying to build that foundation. The last couple of years, there's a middle school and a high school curriculum as well that really emphasizes and tackles things at that age level. And the last couple of years, I've been getting more familiar with the middle school curriculum, because I think that is probably one of the more important formative years as far as social dynamics goes, and trying to get that into schools and getting that foundation set for them so that they can better handle situations as they transition to high school.
You know, I'm a real fan of JPD's Facebook page, and kudos to Craig Campbell and your head of dispatchers, Aaron, I believe, are two of the people that work on that, because it's really fun to look at. But, you know, I do wonder when you look at this you see the comments sometimes when there's an incident, and you do get a sense that people in general don't understand law enforcement, and especially for the kids. Do you think that they are shaped by watching Law and Order and all these other programs, which, you know, do tell some interesting stories that have some roots in truth, but are far probably from the realm of how you do your job?
Yeah, there is some truth to that. There's you know, people have their ideas from personal experience by their peers, stories from other people, and what they see and expect from TV. You know, most of the population, they're probably going to have to rely on a police officer maybe once or twice in their lives. And, you know, that expectation of, well, can't you just lift a fingerprint, put it in the computer and identify them right away, doesn't happen that fast. And so it's just we take those opportunities to kind of educate on, you know, that is possible, but the time frame that you're expecting is not, or some, you know, fancier things that happen in some of the bigger high-end Hollywood movies. You know, that technology is great, and maybe it'll be available in the future, but right now it's just kind of boots to the ground sort of work that we have to do, and it just takes time.
I am a Law and Order junkie. Sometimes I binge on those shows, but you know, and sometimes it would be worth a discussion about how realistic those shows are. If those kind of things could really happen, if Elliot Stabler could survive in any department elsewhere, but anyway, and maybe that is a good transition into the Citizens Academy and a chance for people to learn about real life law enforcement.
Yes, definitely. We had our first one back in the fall, which was initially delayed due to COVID. And that seemed to be a success. I think there were about 12, 14 participants. I'm not too sure. This one, my understanding is we'll start March the 31st. I think that's a Thursday night. And I'm not sure how many participants we have in that. It is an 8-week program, from my understanding. I have one block in it where I talk more about school resource work and what I do in the schools and also outside the schools as more of a community-oriented policing position with the department. So my end's kind of near the end of the session, but it kind of gives a perspective and an opportunity for people to ask questions and some hands-on stuff, just to see, you know, how tough some aspects of police work can be, especially in split-second decision-making. So,
yeah, and of course, you know, we've had some recent examples of that, and maybe we can have a more in-depth conversation about that process for police at another time. But John, I want to thank you so much for taking time out from your day to be here with us and tell us about DARE. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Officer John Kreiderman, who is the school resources officer for the Juneau Police Department. Thanks, John.
Thank you.